Another Middle Eastern leader who will be on the world stage at the United Nations is Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He's been coming to this annual New York gathering for several years now. He'll be speaking at the UN this evening. His visits are always accompanied by protests, and they may be even louder this year in the wake of Iran's disputed presidential election last June. The Iranian leader meets with academics during his visit to New York, but some say they don't plan to have any contact with the Iranian leader this time. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Iranian leader generally sets aside several hours when he's here in New York to meet with a group of academics. Columbia University professor Gary Sick, who was once a White House advisor on Iran, has gone to three such meetings with the Iranian leader, but this year he made clear he's not interested, and in the end, he wasn't invited anyway.
My view is that Ahmadinejad is not really in charge of anything, that I've concluded that talking to him is like talking to a wall.
Sitting in his Upper West Side apartment, the Columbia University professor recalled his last run-in with Ahmadinejad when he raised concerns about scholars who were languishing in Iranian jails.
And I said to him, you know, if you were not the president of Iran, but you were a professor at Tehran University, and you were here meeting with precisely the group that is assembled around this table, you would be subject to arrest when you went back to Iran. And again, he just laughed it off and said, oh, people go back and forth. Well, the reality is that there were people in jail at that moment who were being held for no other reason than that.
And this year it's even worse, says Gary Sick, who knows several Iranians jailed in the wake of disputed elections in June.
So I could go and say that to him. I mean, that would be one possibility, but I've done that. I've done that several times now, and in each case, not only was there no action on his part, but there was no indication that he even cared.
One scholar who does plan to meet President Ahmadinejad this week and raise concerns about the jailed dissidents is Jim Walsh of MIT.
I'm going to say in the past events, you've encouraged us scholars to meet with our Iranian counterparts to exchange ideas. And then when we follow that advice, they get arrested and get accused of being part of a Velvet Revolution. How is that ethical? How is that logical? Two words that are important in Iranian culture. How can you encourage us to do that and then turn around and arrest the very people who are our friends and who have done nothing wrong?
Walsh says he's not expecting to break any new ground with the Iranian leader on this point, but he feels it's important for him as a scholar to at least get a sense of Ahmadinejad's thinking, especially on the nuclear issue.
One year he was very combative. Another year, he was sort of professorial. There have been slight changes in his positions over time. So here we have a big event, the June 12th election. And for folks like me who study and write about Iran, it would seem to be important to show up and listen to this guy to see what, if anything, has changed in his behavior over the past year.
Accepting the invitation, he says, is a personal decision. But Walsh says he feels he has an obligation to listen if he wants to understand Iran.
Scholars interview terrorists, they interview despots, they interview insurgents. It just sort of goes with the territory.
Back at his apartment, Columbia professor Gary Sick says he does support engaging Iran, but he says he's a private citizen now with no obligation to meet Ahmadinejad and doesn't think the power rests with the Iranian president anyway. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, will also be speaking at the United Nations today. Rather than stay at a fancy New York hotel, Mr. Gaddafi planned to stay in a large Bedouin tent. But New Jersey officials denied a request to put it up on property owned by the Libyan government. Permission to set it up in Central Park in New York City was also turned down. The tent started to go up yesterday in suburban Bedford, New York, on land owned by Donald Trump, until inspectors said it violated local laws. And we have no word on where the colonel spent last night.